That's right.
Love Talk Radio.
The Lord is
always
good.
There's always a way.
He'll make a way. We've been praying.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We truly thank the Lord for allowing us to gather again in the house of the Lord. We know some are not with us this morning, and it was good to hear Sister Carol's voice on the phone, and good to know that she's doing better. And just thank God, because truly God has been good to us, and we thank him for his goodness and his mercy extended unto us. Let us continue to remember those who may be still on their way and have not arrived as of yet. And we ask God's blessing upon them. And we thank God for our children being out this morning. And just thank God. And Sister Lillian's online too. So we thank God for that, and ask that the Lord would bless them. Lord, the Lord would be with them and would keep them, because truly we miss our saints that are not here, that are faithful, and we miss them. Miss Sister Regina this morning too, and connect up with her to make sure she can get in and hear the word of God. And we just thank God for all the people of God, and trust that others are on their way. Amen. Amen. Sister Webb sent in a note, and she said, remember her. I haven't been able to read all of it, but my phone beeped, and I am standing here, but I just will just remember Sister Webb and her family. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. We just want to thank him and ask God's blessing upon the services today, and because we know that our God is able. We know that he has blessed us, you know, throughout this past week. And he's been good to us. Good to us.
Amen.
And we want to be good to him. We want to be good to him in everything that we do. So we just thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for another beautiful day you've allowed us to see. Thank you, Lord God, for our beautiful fathers in Zion, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God. What a beautiful day for them to be able to, dear Father, to receive all kinds of love and well wishes, Lord God, and blessings, dear Father, because of being a father. We know, Lord God, they don't take it lightly, but we thank you for our brethren who are fathers in the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember their children, Lord God, as they honor them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to look on their lives and see, dear Heavenly Father, these are men, true men of God. These are men who have turned their lives over to you, Lord God, and are guided by the Spirit of thee, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to thank you for each and every one of our brethren here in the congregation, and ask your continued blessings be upon them and upon their family, upon their children, upon their wives, Lord God, upon their mother-in-laws, and on all their entire families, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, as we come before your throne of grace, we come, Lord God, and in the humblest way we know how, even on behalf of those, Lord God, who are sick and shut in, dear Father, we have our dear sister Carol, Lord God, and we thank you for her. It was good to hear her voice this morning. Good to know that she's up, dear Heavenly Father, although she may have had to get her own self up, dear Lord, but we thank you, Lord God, that you've given her the strength, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen her in her body, dear Father, where she may be weak. Build her up where she may be torn down, and continue to give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, Lord God. We know, Lord God, Sister Carol is going to give you all the praise and the glory due unto your name, dear Father. You have brought her through, dear Heavenly Father, at 91 years old, dear Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for how you brought our dear sister through, Lord God, when a surgery that was supposed to take 90 minutes only took 60, Lord God. And when we walked in the room, Lord God, she was sitting there all spry and looking at us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that, because we know that's the mighty hand of thee, Lord God. And Lord, not only did we thank you for the surgery, not only did we thank you prior to the surgery, but we thank you after the surgery, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, so mankind will know, dear Heavenly Father, that it was because of you, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Carol was lifted up.
Yes.
So we ask that you would bless her, Lord God, as she heals in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know that we love her, dear Father, with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and we're praying for her each and every day, Lord God, that you would continue to strengthen her. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Lillian, who's on, dear Heavenly Father, and ask you to remember her in like manner, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she had a fall, dear Heavenly Father, and so we're asking in the name of Jesus, strengthen her in her legs, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know that the saints of God are lifting her up to you, Lord God. We're praying for her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for this dear sister, and we thank you, Lord God, for her love that she shows to us, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to show that same love to her. If there's anything we can do to help out, Lord God, in any way, Lord God, help her, Lord God, just to reach out to us, Lord, and ask, dear Heavenly Father. There's nothing, Lord God, that's out of reach, dear Heavenly Father. There's nothing, Lord God, that she should ever worry about, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for her, dear Lord. Remember her home. Remember her household. Remember, Lord God, her finances. Remember everything that she stands in need of this very day. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we want to say a special prayer for Sister Webb, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. I know she texted me this morning. I haven't had a chance to look at it, Lord God, but I know, Lord God, that you know all about it, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would continue to strengthen our dear sister in her body. She sounded really good on Wednesday night, Lord God. She sounded, Lord God, that she was refreshed in her spirit, refreshed in her body and in her mind, dear Father. And we thank you for that, Lord God, because we know she's had her mind stayed on you, Lord God, and all your goodness to her. Remember her household, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God, in a special way. Remember her children, her two daughters, Lord God, and remember her grands, Lord God. We just thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for her, the upbeat in her spirit, Lord God, that she brings, Lord God, and all the inspiration she shows us, even in her testimonies, as to how good you have been to her. Father, we ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, remember Sister Regina, Lord God. We know, Lord God, if it would have been your will, she'd have been here today, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that we will make a way, Lord God, for us to be able to bring her out, dear Father. Although Sister Carol is down right now, we still can go and pick Sister Regina up and have her in the house of the Lord. We thank you for this dear sister and ask your blessings upon her. Remember her village and where she lives, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, they've had so many problems there, Lord God, with water and no heat and all various things. But Lord, we just pray that you would watch over our dear sister Regina, dear Father. Let her know we love her. We're praying for her, Lord God, and lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her family. Remember her daughter and her grands and her great-grand, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you likewise, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God. They're in Boston and ask your blessings upon them, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Sister Ferris Day, that her paperwork was moved through, Lord God, and that even on Tuesday, Lord God, she'll be able to start her new job. Ask that you would bless her, Lord God, give guidance and direction there. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, remember her family. Remember her Sister Baji, Lord God. We understand, Lord God, that she's having some illness in her body, dear Father, some afflictions, dear Lord. And so we just pray that you would bless and be with her, Lord God, in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for Brother Levester's daughter, Jada, Lord God. We understand she's home, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Thank you for bringing her through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers on behalf of her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her, Lord God, and strengthen her, Lord God. Be in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her husband. Bless her children, Lord God. And bless the one who's taken care of her, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And whatever she needs, if we can do something, Lord, to help out, help us, Lord God, to reach out to her. Likewise, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, others who are sick and shut in. We may not be able to call them all out by name, Lord God. And Sister Rufus coming to my mind, Lord God. I know she was supposed to have surgery too, Lord God. And we just ask that you would remember, dear Sister Ruth, in a special way, Lord God. Bless her and be with her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to keep her strong in her faith, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to look up to thee, dear Heavenly Father. From whence cometh her help, knowing her help cometh from thee, which made the heavens and the earth. Father God, likewise, we ask that you remember little Infinity, Lord God, as she's preparing for her surgery later on this month, dear Heavenly Father. ask your continued blessings upon this child, dear Father. Thank you for what you brought her through, Lord God. Thank you for her mother, Sister India, and ask that you would bless her and be with them, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that she's doing all she can to raise her child to the glory and honor of thee, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, when we receive her text, Lord God, and how she's praising you, Lord God, and knowing, dear Father, that you are the one that's supplying all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Be with Sister India in a mighty way, Lord God. Let her know that we love her and we're praying for her, dear Heavenly Father, not forgetting, dear Father, the other saints that are here in the sanctuary, Lord God, and their children likewise, Lord God. We know that Brother Jackson's children he prays for all the time, Tina and Angela, dear Heavenly Father, and his son-in-laws and his grandchildren, Lord God. So we, Lord God, we lift them up to you. We know we have a second prayer that's going to be going up. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just remember our request, Lord God, that we have called out the names, dear Father, of loved ones that we desire to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember lost souls this morning, dear Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would get them off the ball fields and out also, and many of them, Lord God, because it's a holiday weekend, dear Heavenly Father. Many are out on the lake, dear Heavenly Father, enjoying the weather, dear Father. But Lord, let us first remember first things first, and that is seeking you, dear Heavenly Father. Seeking you, dear Heavenly Father, in your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord God. And dear Father, you didn't say we couldn't have some pleasure in life. You didn't say we couldn't have various things. But Lord God, you want us to put first things first, and that is Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. Remember Sister Kiva, Lord God. Don't see her as of yet, but we trust she's on her way, Lord God. Remembering Brother Mann, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, bless him in his body, Lord God. I understood on last Lord's Day that he had taken a fall, dear Father. So we just pray that you would bless our dear Brother Mann in a special way. Father God in heaven, we pray you remember all those who have called in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you remember Sister Sandy, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that she too will, Lord God, one day get up and come on out to the house of the Lord. Press her way to be here, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remembering Monty and Matthew, Lord God, and their families, dear Heavenly Father. We're praying for them. We're lifting them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. All we know how to do is pray, Lord God, and we just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you help souls to, Lord God, think about their eternity, Lord God. Think about where they're going to spend it, their Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember the children that are here this morning, and thank you for them, and ask your continued blessings upon them, Lord God. Thank you, dear Father, that some of them have some summer jobs, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that those summer jobs are not going to interfere with the Sunday school, dear Heavenly Father. So we just ask that you would bless our young people, dear Father. Likewise, bless the ones that are learning how to drive, dear Father. Watch over them, protect them, keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father, over the highways and byways, Lord God. Father, we pray. Likewise, you remember Sister Holmes, Lord God, and didn't hear from her, dear Father, this morning. So I believe, dear Father, she's probably on her way. If she's not here, as we have started the prayer, Lord God, but we just pray for our dear Sister Holmes. We thank you for this dear sister, and thank you for how you have blessed her and how you have brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her children who care for her, Lord God, and who are there, dear Father, by her side, Lord God. And oh, Father, what a beautiful family, Lord God. And we just ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Smith and her family. Remember her request for them, Lord God. Remember Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrenceine downstairs, dear Heavenly Father, as they mend to the children, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus, that they're ministering, Lord God, to them through the ministry of the food, dear Father, that is given to the children in between services. We just ask that you would bless, Lord, if you allow Sister Lawrenceine to see Wednesday, she'll have another birthday, and we thank you for that. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, even this month, Lord God, if you allow Sister Regina to see the 26th of June, Lord God, she'll have another birthday. And so we're just lifting you up this morning, Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised, dear Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember those who are still on their way. Bring them along safely over the highway. Remember Sister Maria with child. Remember the child that's being, dear Father, developed within her body, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for this family and ask that you would continue to bless. Thank you for your healing upon little Tatum and dear Father, this past week, Lord God, he got sick, dear Father, and we thank you, Lord, that you touched him. Likewise, thank you that you touched little Lauren and Jeanette, Lord God, that we understand they too, dear Father, had a little touch of it, dear Father. But we thank you, Lord God, for what you brought little Tatum through and ask that you would remember him, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because when we ask for the prayer on Tuesday, Lord God. He was listening, dear Father. He wanted to listen in. And the first thing he said to me was, Nana, are we having church today? And I said, yes. And he wanted to listen in. And so he gave his prayer request, but he didn't only think about himself. He said, Lord, he said, Nana, can they remember Caleb, his cousin Caleb down in Georgia, Lord God? And we said, yes. And then, Lord God, he was listening and to hear his name. He said, Nana, I heard him pray for me, but I didn't hear Caleb's name. And then, Lord God, Brother Maurice began to pray and brought out, to said, remember Caleb, Lord God. And the smile went on his face. Then next thing I know, I looked over and he went off to sleep. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We just ask that you would bless our children. Thank you, Lord God. You said train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. Thank you, Lord God, for parents that are training up their children this day. Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember our world and the condition in which it is in, dear Father. Oh, it just saddens us, Lord God, to see the condition we are in right now in this world, dear Heavenly Father, when we hear all the things that are going on, Lord God, when we hear people walking up and down the street talking about pride, dear Heavenly Father, having gender identity problems or things, Lord God, that just goes against your word, dear Father. Oh, Father, remember this country. Remember these leaders, dear Father, that are in place, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our president. Remember our vice president, our Congress, Lord God, and all them, dear Father, that are in positions of authority, dear Father, to make decisions, dear Father. We pray for their souls, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you remember our superintendent, Brother Byron. We thank you for him and your blessings upon him, Lord God, this day, dear Father. And thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for him. And if you allow him and his wife to see tomorrow, they'll have another anniversary. And we thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Now, Father God in heaven, have thine own way, Lord God, in the services today, remembering Sister Melita and Brother PJ as they run the media, Lord God. We thank you for that. Remember our ushers, his name is skipping my mind, Lord God. Brother Jackson, dear Father. Brother Reggie, Lord God. Remember him. Remember his family. Remember his companion, his son and his grandchildren, Lord God. Remember them in a mighty way, Lord God. We beg of thee. Remember Brother Tony likewise, dear Father. Father, we don't want to forget anyone. We want to thank you for Sister Blake being here this morning and all that you have done for her, Lord God, and all that she's been doing this past week, Lord God, running, dear Father, and taking care and helping out others. But we thank you for that, that you've given her the strength. And Lord, she hasn't complained one bit, dear Heavenly Father, because you have blessed her. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister every way she stands in need of. Remember Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she leads the devotional service this morning. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you from the depths of our heart. Remember our officer likewise, dear Heavenly Father, that'll be on the parking lot. Watch over him, Lord God, and be with him, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. We realize we're living in some perilous times, Lord God, and the neighborhood in which this church, dear Heavenly Father, resides, Lord God, is a neighborhood, Lord God, where there's all kinds of shootings and all kinds of killings, Lord God. We just heard even on South Harris, Lord God, where they had this big old party, Lord God, and several folks got shot, dear Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember these souls, dear Father. Remember them, dear Father, in a mighty way. Now, have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And I pray, Lord God, that you would speak to my heart, dear Heavenly Father, as I'm, Lord God, preaching the word of God. I thank you, Lord God, for the message you've given, dear Father. But, Lord, I need your anointing again this morning, dear Father. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you keep me humble at your feet. Have thine own way in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. And we'll be so careful, Lord God, if there's any we've forgotten. Mr. Dalton is coming to my mind. Remember him. Remember his little daughter, Zen, dear Father. We thank you for what you've done for her and how you've brought her through and ask that you would bless. Remember, Lord God, Rashante Willis, dear Father. Haven't seen him in a while, Lord God. Remember James Allen, Lord God. We're looking to see him likewise, dear Father. Father God in heaven, remember these souls, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now have thine own way in the services. And Father God in heaven, we'll be so careful. Give your name the praise, the glory, and honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Amen.
We look at our bulletin. Song is Make Me a Servant.
Amen.
Song in our bulletin. Make Me a Servant.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord for that.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and make the prayer of my heart always be. Make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today. Make me a servant.
We can be made a servant. Thank God that through the blood of Jesus, we can be made meat for the Master's use. Amen. So thankful this morning to be in the house of God, and we give glory and honor and praise to God our Father and Jesus our Savior. Amen. Give honor to our pastor this morning, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her and for the prayer that she prayed. And as she was praying about all the things that are going on in this world, and it brought to me from that first chapter in Job, verse 6 says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Truly, Satan is going to and fro in the earth, and walking up and down in it." And as she said, so many things happening, and all this rainbow pride, all this business, and this is, Satan has not changed. But God's requirement for his people has not changed either.
Amen.
And so we thank God for the truth of his word, and we know that the Lord will get victory.
Yes.
The Lord will have the victory. And if we want to have victory, we have to stay in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. So thankful.
Amen.
So thankful that all that God has done for us and for the truth of his word, how we get the truth of his word preached to us so we don't have to make a mistake. Amen. Thank God. Our responsive read goes, "So good to see Sister Holmes this morning." And Sister Jenkins was praying for her, and she was here. So we thank God. God, the prayer answering God.
Amen.
For those who are on the phone and those who are on the computer as well. Thank God for his goodness. Our responsive reading is found in Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. We know that she has been speaking to us on the subject of serving others for the glory of God. And so this responsive reading, we're continuing to dig into God's word in this scripture. We thank God for the messages that he has sent, and we thank him in advance for what we're going to receive today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. By his grace. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice.
Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel.
O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord.
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before him?
Reading verse 6 again.
Yes. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offering, with calves of a year old?
Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Together, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. That is what the Lord requires of us. Thank God for his precious, precious word. We'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer. We know that when we walk humbly before the Lord, when we abide in the Lord, and he abides in us, and we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. And if we're abiding in him, we're not going to ask something that's out of his will. But we will always ask, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, please, Lord, grant my petition. And so we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Thankful, Sister Holmes. Thankful that the Lord has blessed her, allowed her to be here in the service. We thank God. Every time you come in, we just give God glory. We're giving him glory also, but just extra. Amen. When we see you pressing your way, and what an example you are for each and every one of us. So thank God. Thank God for your faithfulness and your joy in the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Other requests?
Sister Carol, I just want to thank the Lord for being in the service this morning and making a way. Lord, I thank you for his goodness and mercy. Thank you for the prayers that have been set up for me I know that the Lord has honored every one of them. And I'm so thankful and so grateful just to hear the words this morning. Hear the songs of Zion. I thank God. I thank the Lord. Continue to remember me in prayer. I'm in the Lord's hands. Thank you.
Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Sister Carol. Amen. Amen. There are other requests.
Continue to remember those that have been in the area. They have had catastrophic activity going on with weather and all that kind of thing. Just remember them that you're
just thankful. Amen. Remember those who, as Sister Millicent said, have been in areas of stormy weather. All those situations where people are running or their homes are being destroyed or having to seek shelter. You know that God is able to bless them. Even if the home is blown away, even if the home is destroyed, the Lord can preserve their life. And if they don't know the Lord, he can save their soul. We're going to just offer a special prayer for little Liam right now. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, in prayer, dear Father. And Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that Lord, we don't stand on formalism, dear God. But Father, when prayer is needed, Lord, we're going to offer prayer. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remember Liam in a special way. Father, you see, dear God, that he is in distress, dear Father. Lord, you know all about it, dear God. You know the cause, but Father, we know, Lord, you're also able, Lord, to give him a peace and calmness within him. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would touch him, dear God. Touch him in his body. Touch him in his spirit. Touch him in his mind, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Dear Father, Lord, we don't know, dear God, how your spirit moves, Father, but we know, Lord, that your spirit is able, Lord, to touch him, Lord, and to give him just a blessed quietness. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would just bless this little child, dear God, even, Lord, in this service, dear Father, even, Lord, as we pray, dear God, and lift him up to you, dear God. Father, we're asking, Lord, begging you, dear Father, that you would touch him, dear God. Lord, remember his parents in a special way, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just give them, Lord, the patience and grace, dear God, and the strength that they stand in need of, dear God, and in showing love for their child, dear God, and being and knowing, dear God, how to touch him, how to pet him, dear God. Lord, how to speak with him, dear God, Lord, that he might be soothed, dear God, even, Lord, in this season of distress. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. There are other requests for prayer. Don't forget our pastor. The Lord would touch her, anoint her from on high to preach the word. Lord, we need to touch her body, touch her, even her limbs in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Melita. She was thanking the Lord for giving traveling mercies to Brother Brandon to travel back home from Seattle, and things went well on his job out there. And so we're thankful that he's back, and we're thankful that the Lord blessed Sister Melita and Joby and Jaslyn as they cared for the baby and so on, and Sister Chanel while he was gone. And so we thank God for his faithfulness in that.
Thank God, Sister Blake, remember my brother. Remember Frank in a special way. And likewise, his son, Charvez, he can't come up, and then he got down, wasn't feeling well on yesterday. Remember him, Charvez, my brother, his families.
Amen. Amen. You hear Sister Carol say, remember her brother, Frank, and remember Charvez, his son, and his family. Charvez was not feeling well yesterday when he went up to visit Sister Carol. I'm sorry, Sister Melita, go ahead. Yes. Amen. 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 So remember Sister Ruth in prayer. She said she was not able to have her surgery. So we'll continue to remember her in prayer, that the Lord will bless and keep her there. God has reasons for everything. So remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer, and her family likewise. Amen. There are other requests for prayer.
Continue to remember the McCauley family.
Amen.
Thank you for your prayers for
them. Amen. The McCauley family.
Also Sister Toya.
And Sister Toya Jackson as well.
And Sister Webb, remember her family. Sister India, remember her.
Sister Webb and her family, and Sister India as well. Sister India and Infinity, also, and her daughter Innocence as well. All general requests. All know that God is on His throne, and all power is in His hands. And so, when we have a need, He's able to supply that need. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Jackson if you would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And if anyone has a special need, they may come and bow at an altar, stand at an altar. We know the Lord is able to hear. The Lord will hear the prayers of the righteous.
Amen. Should we turn in our Worship the Lord to page 257? Worship the Lord, 257. Two five seven, sweet spirit. Amen, amen.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and there are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord.
Verse 2.
There are blessings you cannot receive till you know Him in His fullness and believe. You're the
now you're with your back.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us bow our heads. Father God, we truly thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us to be in the land of the living. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given me that I can come before you in this congregational prayer. And Lord, I thank you for the special day that the world has honored the fathers on this day. But Lord, I thank you that you have allowed me to honor you each and every day of my life, my Lord. And pray, dear Heavenly Father, that the world could wake up and know you as I do in the pardons of their sins, dear God. And each day would be a brand new day. And this world that we live in would be so, so much better than what it is now, dear God. And just thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done for me and my family members and my brothers and sisters here. These past 2 weeks or more, we have really been praying, dear God, unto you, which you allow us and give us this privilege to come before you for different ones in our family members and brothers and sisters who we labor with each and every day or get sick or afflicted and going through things. And we have seen your mighty hand, dear Heavenly Father, answer prayer on their behalf, dear God. And I ask that you remember each and every one on the radio, cell phones, and the communications, dear Heavenly Father, that you have provided for us that we could reach out to them. And those who do not know thee in the pardons of their sins, Lord, I pray for them today that today will be the day that they would ask forgiveness to Heavenly Father. And let it come from their hearts to Heavenly Father that they may taste this joy as we do each and every day that you've given us, dear God. And just thank you, Father, for so, so much that you have done for those who love you. And Lord, I want to pray for each and every one here that raised their hand and offered up a prayer request unto you, and those who do not speak a prayer request but held it back from their heart, dear Heavenly Father, not only here but those at home also, dear Heavenly Father. They could speak to you right then and there because this is an hour of prayer that we provide for them. And Lord, that unspoken prayer request is important to Heavenly Father because you know all about in your spirit, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you reach out to those individuals, dear God, and those in hospitals and nursing homes and rehab centers, dear Heavenly Father, even those in prison, dear Heavenly Father, in small rooms that can't get out, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them, dear God. For God, you love so much the world that you gave your only forgotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you should not perish, dear Heavenly Father, but be saved, dear God. And I think of this, reach out, dear Heavenly Father, unto you. I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Minister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request that she put forth, dear Heavenly Father, and those, dear Heavenly Father, that I also felt to pray for is Mr. Willis, dear Heavenly Father, and Mr. Dalton, remember him, dear God, and Brother Joseph, I'm glad to see him coming in, dear Heavenly Father, and Fran with him, he's here, and Mother Vivian Holmes, I thank you, Lord, for her, and her smiling face, Lord, just brings joy upon your heart, dear Heavenly Father, see her walk in with a wheelchair and a prayer request, and always joys to see Sister Holmes and Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father. I hear a voice, and Lord, this makes me feel that she's right here with us, that she is in heart. I ask that you continue to remember her and strengthen her in her body, dear God, and whatever that was ailing her, dear Heavenly Father, that you provided the care through the surgery and the other things, dear Heavenly Father, that they're working on with her, that she would be good and strong, Lord, because you know how she likes to labor and work for thee, dear God, and we want her here again with us, dear Heavenly Father, and remember her and her beautiful voice that you give her, dear God. Ask that you remember her prayer request for her brother Frank, his family, dear Heavenly Father, and remember also her sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father. As she reaches out, she can be picked up, dear Heavenly Father, and still enjoy the service, dear God, and even take her back home. We have the means to do that. As that you remember Brother Reggie, I seen him down at the foot of this doorway there and on his post. Thank you, Lord, for him, and ask that you remember him as a father, dear Heavenly Father, and also a brother in Christ, dear Heavenly Father, who labors hard with you. Remember his family, dear Heavenly Father, his children, grandchildren. Remember his going and coming. Remember the police officer. I hadn't heard from him, so we assuming that he's here on the parking lot there. Ask that you remember him, Jamie, dear Heavenly Father, and his walk with thee. And Lord, I know he believes in you, because we often talk sometimes about prayer and faith and things like that. Keep him safe and his co-workers, dear Heavenly Father, as they do their job. And remember all the nursing facilities and fire departments, dear Heavenly Father, and our neighbors both far and near, dear God, and we pray for them. And thank you for this beautiful sunshiny day. And Lord, thank you for blessing little Liam. I don't hear him, Lord. I don't know where he's been falling asleep, but Lord, he's calm. And Sister Maria, ask that you continue to bless her delivery date is coming soon, dear Heavenly Father. All of us may behold a child, dear Heavenly Father, she's been carrying, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her husband, dear Heavenly Father, Brother DeAndre, dear Heavenly Father. What a beautiful man of God he's become, dear Heavenly Father. And yes. Want to wish him a happy Father's Day, Lord, in his walk with thee. I ask that you just continue to strengthen him and guide him in the way that he should go and mold him in what you will have him to be, my Lord, and that he will just be an example for his children, dear Heavenly Father, Liam and Tatum, dear Heavenly Father, and the unborn one, and bless Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, her going and coming, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. And a beautiful woman of God she is. Ask that you remember her grandfather, Brother Tony. I haven't seen him yet. I know that he will be here, and his grandmother, Sister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, strengthen her, dear Heavenly Father, and the Spirit that you've given her to pour out her heart to this congregation, Lord, to watch over us and this one of us that you're coming, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to press the battle on, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to lift her up each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, even with the morning message, dear Heavenly Father. It just thrills my soul, dear Heavenly Father, to receive that and the directions in life and guide us and how she breaks it down. Thank you, Father, for this vessel that you have given unto us. As that you remember Sister Millicent and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and that she remembered all those that are in the pathway of these storms, and Lord, a lot of them have lost possessions and lives, dear Heavenly Father. These things come up on you. You don't have time to get ready. Lord, that's the way thy Son is coming. So help us, dear Heavenly Father, to pay attention to these warning signs, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you for your great love and your patience that you have upon us each and every day, dear Heavenly Father. Some of us and some of our neighbors may not even open our eyes to even see the midnight or the next day, dear God. But I truly thank you for your great love and mercy and grace that you have upon us. Father God, I ask that you remember Sister Mariana Smith, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you, Lord, for allowing the children to be able to come out, dear Heavenly Father, so the Sunday school teachers could teach the children, dear Heavenly Father, and learn more about these wicked days that we're living in and the coming of your Son, Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And they need this teaching, dear Heavenly Father, because the world does not provide this. Lord, the only we see and hear each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, by all the different ways of Satan, deceitfulness, that how he's taking our kids, dear Heavenly Father. Young babies, they have bullets, don't have names on them, dear Heavenly Father, and they, every kind of way that you can think of, he's claiming their lives, dear God. So remember them and in a special way. School is out, and Lord, I need our guidance. I ask that you remember my son, William, dear Heavenly Father. He should be in West Virginia. I can't even pronounce the name. I never heard of it, but it's near Pittsburgh. And remember him. He's doing a carry-in for Walmart. So you let him have his day of deliverance, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to watch over him, dear God, and keep him from hurt, harms, and dangers, dear God. And thank you for my brothers and sisters who pray for each and every one of ours. Lord, we ask that you remember the military prayer, Jacob Scott, Jacob Johnson, and Tyrone Scott, dear Heavenly Father. Remember not only them, but the other service man and women that are across the waters and Lord, and protecting our homeland for us, dear God. And Lord, I remember when I was in there, and Lord, you don't change. You took care of me. You're answering prayers, and Lord, we pray for them, dear God. And remember the mission fields, dear God, and remember our brothers and sisters all over, dear Heavenly Father, especially those down in Zanesville who we fellowship sometimes with, and Lord, those who I labored with down in Sharon, Pennsylvania, and Cedar Avenue Church, dear God, and also down in West Middlesex, dear God, remember them. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us, and Lord, I ask that you remember Sister Melita's prayer request on her family, dear God, and Joby and Jasmine and Sister Melita have their hands full, dear Heavenly Father, watching over their children, and Brother Brandon, dear God, and also Sister Chanel, remember them, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, and ask that you remember Sister Blake. Can hear a prayer request. Remember Sister Lillian, her sister, dear Heavenly Father. She often prays for her, but I pray for her too, dear Heavenly Father. How many caps does she wear in this, her hats or whatever you want to call it? Lord, it's all laboring for you, dear God. We thank you, Father, for dear Heavenly Father, and strengthen her and guide her and her companion, Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father. Good brother, dear God. Thank you for all of them, dear God. And I remember Brother Robert Williams. I talked to him yesterday and let him know that we're still praying for him, dear Heavenly Father, and his family. As you continue to bless him and his walk with you, and let him stand strong, dear Heavenly Father, and pray to stay around the word, dear God. And remember all of our neighbors, dear Heavenly Father, and especially our children. I didn't see none of them raise their hands. We ask that you remember them. Ask that you remember Sister India and her prayer request that she gave and upcoming surgery for her daughter, Affinity. And Lord, you know the story about the court date. So I ask that you remember that and sit right there in the room with them, dear Heavenly Father, for comfort, for directions, dear Heavenly Father, when to speak, when not to speak. Not only for her, but the people who rule in these situations, and that everything would go well with her, dear Heavenly Father. And remember her in a special way and help her to continue to come, dear God, and get strengthened, dear God. And we're going to always continue to pray for her. Sister Pharisee, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you remember her. Prayer request that she gave and a testimony, dear Heavenly Father, that their paperwork went through, and got an event coming up pretty soon, dear Heavenly Father, that the families, their sister homes are looking out for her, dear Heavenly Father. I think it's on the 15th of July that they're going to have a special thing for her. Your blessings upon that day, dear Heavenly Father, that their sister homes, dear Heavenly Father, will be honored by her family members, dear Heavenly Father, for what she is, dear Heavenly Father. And ask that you remember Brother Sammy Manns, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way in his family. Remember Brother Sammy. I understand he had a fall, dear God, and strengthen him in his body. He's weak, and I ask, dear Heavenly Father, it's your will for him to be here in the services, that you will make a way, dear God. Remember all those on the prayer list, dear Heavenly Father, and remember my daughter, Angela and her companion, Donna. Ask that you remember my daughter Tina and her family, dear God, and ask that you remember Jada, dear Heavenly Father, her recovery, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for what you've done for her, and then everything to be all right, and she's back home, dear Heavenly Father, she can get that home loving, dear God, that you need dearly to overcome, dear Heavenly Father, when you're sick. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the sunshine, and thank you for all of our neighbors. And Lord, please remember those who do not know thee in the pardon of their sins, that their souls may be saved, my Lord. And we're going to give you the praise and glory and all the honor that you are so rightfully due in Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
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 Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Beautiful. Thank the Lord. I am before you to lift the morning offering.
Amen.
This is the third Sunday of the month of June. So the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And as we file by, we may place that offering for the food pantry in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we continue to call upon your most holy name, dear God, thanking you, dear God, for all that you have done for us. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us. Lord, you have provided, Lord, for our needs, dear God. And we give you glory and praise, dear God, Lord, because, Lord, you have given to us, Lord, and, Lord, even, Lord, when we didn't know you in the pardon of our sins, Lord, you were still merciful, dear God, because, Lord, and out of your heart of love, dear Father, you knew, Lord, that, Father, if we could be moved, Lord, by your word, Lord, and be touched, dear God, by your spirit, Lord, we could be saved and could become your children. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your long-suffering nature, dear God, and for your love extended to us. Lord, you still, even in those days, dear God, provided, dear God, for us. And so, Lord, we just give you glory, Lord. We love you, Lord, for just being God of our life. And we pray, dear Lord, as we bring in our tithes and offerings in obedience to your word, we pray, Lord, that you would receive them, dear God, and use them to your glory and honor. Lord, those, Lord, that you have placed, dear God, to be good stewards, dear God, over these tithes and offerings, Lord, which belong to you. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give wisdom for their use, dear God. Lord, that you, dear God, might be glorified in all things. Lord, that all things, dear God, would be done in honesty, dear God, that your name would be glorified. For truly, Lord, we don't want to bring a reproach on the church of God. And, Lord, we don't want to bring a reproach upon your name. Lord, even, dear God, those the other funds, dear God, which you give us, dear Lord, to live day to day, Lord, we don't want to use those to bring a reproach upon your name, dear God. Help us, Lord, to always do everything honestly and decently and in order, dear God. Lord, that you might be lifted up. Lord, that we might be light, Lord, to those that we come in contact in this world. Have your way in us, dear God. Lord, multiply these tithes and offerings, dear God. Lord, that they might extend, dear Father, as far as you want them to go. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. Use us, dear God, likewise, dear Father, according to your divine will. And we will give your name glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord, amen.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me has made known, nor why I'm worthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able. creating faith in him. But I know and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him again that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor
I do not want to be denied. I want to
To be denied. I want to meet him in that city so fair and ever there with him abide. Amen. But we have to know now. We have to get it straight. We have to get it. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. And we can know. I know Pastor Wilbur used to say this is a no-so salvation. We have to make our calling and election sure.
Amen.
And so we come to hear God's word. We come to measure to his word. We come to obey. We come to get instruction. We come to get reproved if necessary. We come to get corrected if necessary, because it's better to get it straight now than to have to face it in his face, something that we let slip into the judgment. So we thank God for his goodness. We thank him for his word. So at this time, we'll stand and have a word of prayer.
Amen.
Before our pastor comes before us. And we thank God for service thus far, for everyone who's here, to pray for the Spirit of God to just continue to have his way.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
amen.
Lord, as we approach your throne, Lord, once again, dear Father, Lord, we're coming, dear God, asking, Lord, for your anointing, dear God, on the preaching of your word and the hearing of the same. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch, Lord, your minister, our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her with power from on high, dear God, to proclaim, Lord, the accepted day of the Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her, dear God, Lord, that she may sound abroad, dear God, the word of truth, the word words of life, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that souls, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, would be stirred by your spirit, dear God. Lord, to accept your word. Lord, to believe your word. Lord, we rebuke the enemy of
Amen.
Doubt, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would touch hearts and minds, Lord, to receive your word, dear God, for the good of their souls. And help us, dear God, to sit, Lord, with attention, dear God, with attention hearts and minds, dear God, Father, to receive your word, dear God. For, Lord, we need to be strengthened, Lord, in these last days, dear God, because as we've said, Lord, Satan is going to and fro and walking up and down in the earth, dear God, deceiving souls, dear God. And truly, Lord, we do not want to be deceived, dear God, but, Lord, we want to, Lord, stand four square, dear God, on your word, knowing, dear God, that we must stand that way, dear God, in order to be at peace with thee. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that your word, Lord, would find purchase in our hearts and minds, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to receive your word, Lord, for the good of our souls. And, Lord, we're going to thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord, for what we know, Lord, our hearts, Lord, will receive. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins. Thank you. Good afternoon. Truly, we thank the Lord for blessing us to be here today and thank him for his goodness to us. Amen. Thank you for the service thus far. I thank you for your presence. I know we have quite a few that are out, but we have quite a few here. And we thank God for that. And as God's continued blessing upon each and every one of us, thank the Lord for the devotional service. Thank the Lord for the brethren. Happy Father's Day to all of our dear brethren in the Lord. And truly have some blessed fathers here and brethren we have that are fathers. And we thank God for that. They are fathers indeed. But we most of all, as brother prayed, we thank God, our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father every day. We just don't wait for one time of the year in June to say thank you to him. But every day we thank him because he truly has been a good Heavenly Father to us. Amen. Amen. He has blessed us with so many blessings. We can't count them. Can't say, well, you know, I don't know, but oh, I can think of many blessings just this morning. One, he woke you up this morning. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I know you've heard me say it before, but God woke us up this morning.
Amen.
And set us on our way. And that's truly a blessing from Almighty God. And we thank God for the beautiful prayer he gave Brother Jackson and also for the base. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Few in number, but truly fervent in spirit. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read Micah, the 6th chapter, 1 through 8. And I know typically many would say, well, we're looking for a Father's Day message, but every message is Father's Day.
Amen.
Because every message is from Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. And so we would like to go back to verse 8 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Micah 6, 1 through 8. And as we were reading over the scripture, and I noticed even last week, I was thinking of some of the verses that are in here. And when it said that the Lord has a controversy with his people, and it made me think about our time in which we are living right now. God has truly a controversy with what's going on in our world today. Controversy to know that people are not being faithful to the cause of God, not being faithful to God's work and to living for Almighty God. You see, where people are slacking off because we're now in a certain time, and they'll say, well, this is the 21st century. But that doesn't make any difference because we know that we serve a God that said he changes not. He has not changed, and he will not change for mankind. Praise our God. Let us look at verse 8 to get the subject. And in verse 8 of Micah, the 6th chapter, it reads, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, serving others for the glory of God. As we continue from last Lord's Day, serving others is not only in the form of money. Yes, the need in our world today and in our community in which this house of God resides is great. We are told in Deuteronomy 15, verse 11, for the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to the needy in thy land. Did you notice that this is a command and not a recommendation from Almighty God? See, Jesus said in Matthew 26, verse 11, he said, for ye have the poor always with you. And he also said in John 12, verse 8, for the poor always ye have with you. Saints of God, our scripture text this afternoon asks us a question. And that question is, what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. In our humble walk with God, God will allow us to see the needs of others. And he will allow us and he will give us the resources to help out others. You see, all of our actions, our thoughts toward the poor in this community, they are a reflection of God's love and grace toward all mankind, whether they serve God or not, because we're told in the word of God, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. You see, Jesus, when he fed the 5,000, he did not first check to see if they would be his disciples. He told them in John 6, verse 26, he said, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Some may come to just receive the food, as we have been seeing that happening lately in the food pantry. Nonetheless, let you and I continue to do our part. You see, feeding the poor does not define us as being Christians, but it is a part of us being one. You see, as a child of God, we are commanded to help one another, but we are also called to help those who are less fortunate than we are. 1 John 3, verse 17 says these words to you and I. It said, in the word, I'm reading the wrong scripture there. 1 John 3, 17. He said, but whoso has this world's goods and see if his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You see, when we see someone that has a need and we shut up our bowels of compassion, how can we say we have the love of Almighty God? You see, giving to the work of God is an investment with eternal rewards for both the giver and the receiver of the gift. Oftentimes, when Sister Blake is praying over the offering, we hear her say, Lord, bless the gift and the giver, that they both may be used to God's glory and to God's honor. Everything we do, saints of God, everything we give, when we give to someone who's less fortunate than us, is all to the glory and honor of Almighty God. See, helping the poor is a necessary command. We're told in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, these words, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. You see, when we give to someone in need, we're not going to be impoverished. We're not going to be depraved. It's not going to deplete what God has for you and I. You and I are not going to lack anything. Paul told Timothy these words in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and verse 17. He said to him, he said, to charge them that are rich in the world. You see, there are many people in this world that have a lot more than what you and I have, saints of God. But Timothy said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Oh, we're living in a time where people are very high-minded. They think more highly of themselves than they ought to. They think it's because of all the things that they've done. But all we know that Jesus said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. You may say, well, Sister Renee, why is it that many of the saints of God don't have a lot? And you see, some in these places have more than eyes or more than eyes can want, more than what we can have in a bank account. Oh, we don't question Almighty God. We know that many are rich right now and many don't even serve the Lord. We know that Jesus said that, you know, it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. He didn't say they couldn't, but he said it's hard for them to enter in. He says hard for them to come through the eye of the needle. Why? Because a rich man is not going to stoop down to do the things that we have to do and humble himself to walk with Almighty God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, they have riches and I have a lot of things that I have need of. I haven't seen God move. Oh, just hold on to Almighty God. Don't look at what you got in your purse. Don't look at what you got in the bank. But trust in Almighty God, because he said he will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. How many have found that to be so? But he went on to say there. He said in verse 17 of 1 Timothy 6, he said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. You see, the riches that they have are uncertain. They are not anything to put stock in. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We got to set up our treasures in heaven. We cannot set them up upon this earth, because someone can break in and steal all those riches that you have. Look at what's going on right now. We have young people that are running around and stealing people's cars. They're going, they're breaking in these cars and stealing all these fancy cars that we are driving around in. Many of them have all kinds of electronic devices in them. They have all kinds of things in them that go off. From time to time, you hear alarms go off. But these young people, the devil has put in their mind where they're able to go in and they're able to tweak these systems now. Someone has put it out there on the internet, and these young people have gone out and they've learned how to tweak these devices so that they can break into all these little fancy cars we have. See, that's why we don't labor to be rich. That's why we are told in Matthew the 6th chapter to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. You see, you can't steal heaven away from me this afternoon. Praise our God. I'm living for the Lord. As long as I live according to God's eternal word, you can't steal heaven from me. My treasure is there. I've settled the old account long ago. How many know what I'm talking about? We're not living for temporal riches, but we're living for eternity. But he went on back there. Paul said to Timothy, he said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. See, our trust has to be in God, saints of God. Our trust has to be in the things of Almighty God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Have you found that to be so in God? Praise our God. If you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I haven't found that, I'm saying you're not serving God.
Amen.
You're not serving God.
Amen.
Oh, because we can rejoice in all things. I think, and Sister Carol, I don't believe, will mind me sharing, when I went up to the hospital to see Sister Carol before she had her surgery, I went in and I was waiting for her, and she was taking care of some business, and I went in and I was just in there, and Sister Carol was in there just singing all in Jesus. I stood there and just listened to his brother pray, that beautiful voice God has blessed her with. I just stood out there. She didn't even know my presence was even there. I just stood out there and I listened to her sing. And while she was taking care of some business, and I went on and I just thought, oh, this saint of God is praising God, even though she's waiting for a surgery, even though she's waiting for mankind to do something to her, she's still singing and rejoicing in the God of her salvation. How many can do that?
Amen.
How many have been down on your bed of affliction and you can still be rejoicing in Almighty God? How many have called out God's name and said, thank you, Lord. It's no worse than what it could be. How many know what I'm talking about? I know we've had testimony after point testimony from some of our dear ones who have gone through many things, and they've talked about how good God has been to them, even in the midst when a doctor was saying to them, you have not much time to live. When the doctor only thought they had a week to live, they still could praise Almighty God. Praise our God. Why? Because their trust was in God. It wasn't in the uncertain riches of this world, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Praise our God. Oh, I found that to be so, saints of God. He went on to say there that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Oh, God didn't give us these blessings, saints of God, for us just to keep them for ourselves. But he wants us to be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on to eternal life. Praise our God. That's where our treasure has to be. Praise our God. Proverbs 19, verse 17 says, he said, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Think about these words, saints of God, which we're being told here by Solomon. He said, he that has pity, he said, upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will be paid him again.
Yeah.
My. He said, we're lending to Almighty God. When we have pity upon the poor, when we have benevolence unto them, when we help them, we're lending to them. And look at what it said. He went on to say, and that which he has given will be repaid him again. Oh, we don't have to meagerly give out a couple coins to someone who's poor, or we don't have to meagerly give out to someone, because when we have pity on the poor, we're lending to Almighty God. Praise our God. Thank the Lord for his word. We're told in Proverbs 22, verse 9, these words. He says there, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. And he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed. Oh, you think about it. Oh, if you have a bountiful eye, meaning you have an eye to see, to give, to help out others. He said, you shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Praise our God. You see, when we give to the poor, we're not wasting our money or our time.
Amen.
Our kindness to the poor is a loan to Almighty God himself. And he said that he would repay. Praise our God. How many have given and have received more in that giving? Because God has blessed you for giving for someone else.
Amen.
Praise our God. See, our giving does not have to be in the form of money. The man that stands on the street corner with a sign in his hand that reads that he will work for food, he may not be served best by us giving him money. Let us seek God to show us how we're to bless others with the resources that God has given to us. We're told in Proverbs 3, verse 6, in all our ways to acknowledge God, and he shall direct our path. We are to seek God on how to give, how much, and what to give. You see, sometimes giving a meal is better than giving someone we don't know money, because we might be just enabling them. They may have an addiction. We don't know. Only God knows these things. They may just want to stand on the corner and receive free money because their unwillingness to work for a living. The Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. See, there are times when God will send a person some trouble in their life, too, like losing their job, losing their home, losing their car, trying to get their attention, to bring them to him for salvation of the soul. See, we know not how the Spirit moves. We just sang it in the song, convincing men of sin. We sang it in our song this morning when Sister had us singing the opening song, I believe it was. I believe in one of the songs we were singing where she says, I know whom I believe. Praise our God. Praise our God. We know him, but we don't know how he convinces men of sin. Praise our God. There's all kinds of methods that God uses to bring mankind, to where they will come and serve Almighty God. You see, sometimes there's a purpose to some of our trials that we're going through, also including poverty. It can drive one to their knees and create in them a desire to want to come to Almighty God, to come to the one that's able to bring them through every situation. It's something about reaching a breaking point that causes one to seek the Lord sincerely. Sometimes people have to be broken down, got to break away all that self-dependence, all that self-dependence where you say, well, I'm the one that did all of this. Look at what I've done and all these things. No, sometimes God has to break down a soul in order for that soul to recognize who Almighty God is. Amen? David said in the 119th division of Psalms, in verse 71, these words. He said, it is good for me. Praise our God. You think about it. He said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Sometimes it's good for saints to go through some things. You might say, well, Sister Renee, why? Oh, when we go through things, we can see the goodness of Almighty God working. We can see God working in our lives. If we don't ever have a problem or a trouble, how can we know that God will work? If we never have a situation that comes in our lives, how do we know that God can work it through? You may be saying, well, Sister Renee, I don't need to go through something for God to work. Oh, sometimes we might need to go through. Some days people take God for granted. I'm not saying we are saints of God, but there are times when we take God for granted. We think, oh, yeah, it's just going to happen. God's just going to get, oh, Sister so-and-so, she'll do it over there. Or Brother so-and-so, he'll be at church. I don't have to show up this Sunday. That's not so. God expects each and every one of us to stand on this firm foundation that God has set up for mankind. You can't live for me and I can't live for you. I can only teach you the word of God. Brother Kent, as Brother Bryreen shared with us one Wednesday night when he was assisting with the scripture from Sister Maria, we can do all we can to tell you about the goodness of Almighty God. We can tell you about salvation. We can tell you how Jesus Christ died on the cross for the remission of your sins, how he shed out life's blood so that you and I did not have to die in that manner. He died so that we could be redeemed back to Almighty God. We can do all these things for you. We can even pray for you, but we cannot drag you across the finish line. You're going to have to come God's way. You're going to have to seek the Lord while he can be found. You're going to have to call upon him while God is near and know that God has saved your soul. As Sister said in her exhortation, you're going to have to make your own peace calling and election sure with Almighty God. I can do all I can in this pulpit to preach what God has given to me, but it's up to you to receive the word of God and to use it to the glory and honor of God. Praise our God. Praise our God. David said it was good that he was afflicted, that he might learn the statutes of Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. We're also told in 2 Peter 5, verse 7, we are to cast all of our cares upon God, for he cares for us. And in Psalms 34, verse 18, it said the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Oh, God wants someone of a broken heart. And save as such as be of a contrite spirit, meaning someone who has a remorseful spirit, a repentant, regretful, sorrowful spirit. You may say to me, Sister Renee, why do we have to be broken down? Because you know, saints of God, you look at our world today. People right now are so brazen in their own spirit. People don't think they need God at all. People are going about doing all manner of evil on every scale that you can think of. And many are not thinking about eternity. And we are hearing about souls that are going into eternity. Right now, right here in the city of Columbus, Ohio, we have two young women that are missing right now. No one knows where those two young women are. We had shootings right here on the hilltop. Seems like almost every weekend there's a shooting or a killing upon this hilltop. We've had shootings and shootings up there in the short north. We've got the police stretched so much that they can't even take time off, the vacation time off. Why? Because time has gotten so bad. We are living in such perilousness of time. We're seeing those in the lawmaking business. They are getting richer and fatter. Why? Because they're making laws to shield themselves in so that they can keep themselves rich, and then they're taking away all the things that belong to those that are poor. But that's not how God had it set up. God wants the poor has to give to those who are less fortunate than we are. Praise Amen. Our God. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew, the 10th chapter. As God's messengers, we are not only here to assist with physical needs. There is a spiritual need in serving God and in serving others. In this passage of scripture, you Bible students know the story. how Jesus sent out his 12 apostles, and if you don't, I ask you to read it in your leisure. He sent them out to do some mission work, and that work included working miracles of healing and giving. Notice that he instructed them to go to, in verse 5, to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel to preach the gospel. But let us start at verse 5 and look at what it says here. He said, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, meaning the non-Jews, and into any city of the Samaritans. He told them, he said, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what God wants you and I to do, saints of God. He wants us to go out there and reach the lost. That's what the message of God, the gospel message, is all about. It's about reaching lost souls. I trust you didn't come here this morning to hear me to talk about prosperity, how we can get rich quick schemes and all those various things. That's not what God appointed me to do and anointed me to do. But he's for me rather to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, look what he said, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Saints of God, this is the message we've got to take to this world. We got to let them know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Do you see the signs of the time? Do you see all the things that are happening? I encourage you to read Matthew, the 24th chapter. Sister Carol read it to us one Tuesday. Read that scripture over so you can see how the perilousness of time and where we are in the time right now. He went on to say, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, he told them, freely give. Oh, what you have received, God, freely give. Then he went on and he said there, he said, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why didn't he want them to take anything with them? He went on to say, no scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither as shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. God was going to supply what they needed. How was he going to do that? By those that they were witnessing to. God was going to supply their need. Praise our God. He said, in whatsoever city or town ye shall enter in, praise our God. He said, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go bent. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. Praise our God. God is doing the same for you and I today. Oh, I know the scripture is in Proverbs, and I don't have it right at hand, but he said he layeth up the wealth of the riches for his people. Proverbs, I believe it is in Proverbs. If you can find it for me, sister, praise our God. You see, God is laying it up for you and I. We don't have to fight. We don't have to worry about anything. Our God is supplying for you and I. Our God is giving it to you and I, and all we have to do is do what God has said for us to do. He went on to say there, praise our God. In verse 11, and in whatsoever city or town ye shall enter in, inquire in it, is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when you come in, and the house, he told them to salute it. Oh, that's a salutation. You see, when you go in, you go, to God be the glory. God is worthy. You can go in praising God when you come in. You can go in and let folks know, God has sent me here. Praise God. He said, and if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. Oh, saints of God, these are instructions for you and I. Because not everybody's going to receive the word of God. Not everybody's going to want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen? Yeah. Not everybody's going to want to hear you come in and say something concerning Almighty God. They may begin to argue with you. They may begin to say, well, you know, I don't want to hear this. But, oh, praise our God. He gives us instruction. He said, and if our house be worthy, let your peace come upon them. But if it not be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Then he went on to say, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, what did he tell you to do? He said, shake off the dust of your feet Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Are we right now in the midst of wolves? My, my, my. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Praise our God. You see, saints of God, our world is in a desperate need of Jesus. People right now are holding on to a world that is careening out of control into a future of even greater fear, a future of confusion, frustration, uncertainty, and isolation because they don't know Almighty God. Our world needs to see true Christians. And the Holy Spirit wants us to know that there is quite a contrast between the true life of a believer and one who just merely makes a mouth confession that they say, I believe that there's a Jesus and I believe there's a God in heaven. Oh, it takes more than that. You see, as true believers, our holy living honors God's word. We are to be anchored in Jesus Christ. We are to be immovable, steadfast, strong in our faith toward Almighty God. Our eyes are to be fixed on the word of God, so much so that we stand out like a light. 2 Peter 1 verse 19 says that shineth in a dark place. Are we standing out as that light in this old dark world? We as Christian men and women are not to give people reasons to blaspheme God's word. The world doesn't judge us by our theology, but it's judging you and I by our conversation, by our conduct. How are we behaving ourselves? Are we throwing off as the world does when we get in a situation? Are we going in stores and yelling at the clerks and various people instead of showing them the love of God? Or they may have messed up on your order. You may be sitting there, saints of God, ready to eat your dinner this afternoon if you're taking your dad out for dinner or you're taking out your somewhat a loved one for dinner. But that doesn't mean you, if the food comes and you got to yell at the waitress or waiter. Oh, to God be the glory. You just look at them and say, this is not what I order, and allow them to take it back. Allow them to see the love of God in you, because I guarantee there's so many out there right now that are not doing it, saints of God. There's so many they've been through that they have heard people yelling at them and screaming at them, calling them names. But as a saint of God, we don't act that way. Praise our God. Praise our God. The Apostle Peter understood the way believers have an impact on the godless world. He wrote these words in 1 Peter, the second chapter. Look at what he said in verse 11. He said, dearly beloved, he said, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. He said, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Oh, this is for you and I. See, we are pilgrims and strangers in this world. He said, having your conversation, what? Honest among the Gentiles. We've got to have our conversation honest. You may say, well, everybody's doing it. Not everybody. Because those of us that are saved, we ought not to be doing it. He said, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Praise our God. Yeah, there's a difference, saints of God. There's a difference between a true child of God and someone who's just saying, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You see, from Peter's words, we can see how essential it is that we live godly lives. We want unbelievers to put a spotlight on our lives. Many come initially to criticize you and I. But if our behavior is excellent, if our behavior is according to the word of God, the criticism of them might turn to curiosity, and they might want to know who the God we serve is. They may want to come to Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? How many have asked people when you've walked up and they've seen you and they say, what church do you go to? You are different than others. But then you can tell them when they ask you that question, what church you go to. Are you able to turn around and say, I am the church of God. Praise God. You see, we are the church of God. This is just a building we come into. This is the house of God that we come into. These four walls are here, but we are the church of God. We are a city that is set up on a hill that cannot be hid. When people see our light out there in the world, when they see how we live, that's what sheds abroad what it is that is in our heart. That tells them the Bible that we read. You know, many say, I'm reading the Bible, but then you can't see the evidence in the life in which they are living.
Amen.
Praise our God. I want everybody to see that I belong to God. So they can ask me, where do I go? So I can tell them I am the church of God. Praise our God. And when we do, we can bring people to God. You know, there's an old hymn that we used to sing. We haven't sang it in a while. And that's why I say used to, but not saying that we've put it up. But it said, are you adorning the doctrine, the glorious doctrine of God, walking so holy before him, following where he has trod? So when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in view. So when the world looks upon you, nothing but Christ is in view. Are you adorning the doctrine and making attractive the way, honoring Christ by your actions and by the words that you say? Oh, saints of God. He said, are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true? Are you adorning the doctrine by meekness and love and goodwill, gentleness, patience, and trueness, liberty's law to fulfill? Jesus will shine if within you, showing these gracious graces divine. Jesus will shine if within you. See, you only shine if he's in you. Praise our God. Showing these graces divine. If you are adorning the doctrine, its beauties your soul will array. Showers of grace will be given. Strength from the Lord as your day. Light from on high will be streaming over the pathway you tread. Light from on high will be streaming over the pathway you tread. Saints of God, when we're in the world, are we adorning the doctrine? The beautiful doctrine of Jesus Christ, the word that we are being taught. You see, when we adorn the doctrine of Jesus Christ, we're serving others to the glory of God. Why? Because we're going out into a world, we're showing a world that God has taken a rank sinner that used to be a rank sinner and saved him by his grace. God took one who stood out there in the world. Oh, brother mentioned it even in our Sunday school review. When Brother Byron was speaking, he said, there are those, maybe the one sitting out there on a boat, and he just used that as an example. But there are other kind of things that are going on. He used that as an example, sitting out there on a boat and drinking and thinking that they got all, everything, all this world's good. Oh, but when they see you, did they see God's glory? You may say, well, Sister Renee, I don't have a boat. No, you may not have a boat, but you do have a life that you're living for Almighty God. You may see someone in the grocery store. You may see a neighbor in your neighborhood. You may be around and talking to someone. And someone may say, I know who you are. Saints of God, I know what I'm talking about. I had this experience the other day, and I was sitting somewhere, and the lady walked up, and she said, you're my neighbor. And I looked at her, and I did not know her, saints of God. And she said, I just left the neighborhood and your husband's over there cutting the grass. Brother Tony was cutting the grass. And I said, I looked at her and I said, well, I said, my name is Renee. She said, no. And the lady, and it was in the beauty shop, and the lady there had told her that I was a pastor. And she wouldn't even, I said, you can call me Renee. She said, no, I will not. Thanks to God, I said, well, bless the Lord. Amen. It humbled me because, see, when she came in, I was just sitting, I was asleep under the dryer. But I thank God because she didn't see anything out of order with me. But she wouldn't even, I said to her, I said, you can call me by my first name, because she gave me her first name. And I told her, I said, oh, it's okay. No, 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 I will not. Oh, but I thank God, saints of God. I say it to the glory and honor of God because it's not about me. We've got to adorn this doctrine everywhere we go. Whether you're in the barbershop down at the end of the street here, you got to adorn it in the barbershop. Whether you're standing in the grocery store or you're standing out at the air show, wherever you might be, you've got to adorn the doctrine of Jesus Christ. People ought to see Jesus Christ living in our lives each and every day, wherever we might be. If we're in our yard, weeding our yard, they ought to see the glory and honor of God. They ought to see that we are saints of God. How many know what I'm talking about? They ought to know that you are a child of God. There are people who have walked up and asked us to pray. People won't ask you to pray if they don't believe you're able to get a prayer through. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. People aren't just walking around on the street and say, will you pray for me? No. They will pray, ask you to pray for them if they know that you are living for Almighty God. You know, in 1 Peter, we're told these words in verse 11. 1 Peter 4, verse 11, it said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. And you know, ministry doesn't mean only standing in the pulpit. We are ministers when we're out there in the street, in the marketplace. He said that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You see, the truth of the scripture in the world's view is determined by how they see you and I live. If unbelievers see that our lives are truly transformed, we are separated and distinct from the world around us, they might conclude that this Bible is true, powerful, and life-changing, especially those who knew us before we got saved. You see, we had a life before we got saved.
Right.
Because the Bible tells us, he says there in Ephesians, the second chapter, we know it quite well, saints of God. He said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the world. See, we were out there too, saints of God. And those same folks are out there right now in the world and knew us when we were out there. They may see us now and they'll say, oh, something's different about you. Oh, yeah, I'm a child of God. Oh, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell somebody, he saved me. And they may say, well, you know, when you were out there in the world, you used to do, say, I'm not proud of what I used to do. Oh, I'm not proud of what I used to be. Oh, you understand what the Spirit is saying? There's nothing for us to glory in when we used to be. Oh, when we were out there in the world and we were committing sin, there's nothing to glory in that. There's nothing to glory in that whatsoever, because the only thing we have to do is thank God for his grace and mercy. And God didn't take us out of this world when we were living in sin, when we were doing those things out there in sin. Oh, that's something to be thankful for. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I don't look back. No, that's not looking back. That's just being thankful to Almighty God.
Amen.
That God blessed you to be able to come to Almighty God. And then in Titus, look at what Titus says there. Paul says to Titus, he talked about this in chapter 3 of Titus. He said, put them, I'm just going to start with verse 1. He said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes what? Foolish. Oh, saints of God, we were foolish. You may say, well, I don't think I was. Yes, the Bible says we were also sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. Oh, but praise God for the but. Amen. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us. Praise God, saints. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. Praise God, he saved us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God for salvation. I don't know about you, but I can praise him.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, we were headed to hell, saints. But thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy that saved us and washed us of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost and shed abroad upon us abundantly by Jesus Christ. God didn't have to do it, but he did it because he loved us, saints. He loved each and every one of us. and he loves the sinner man that's out there today. But Jesus just wants them to come unto him, all that are labor and who are heavy laden. And Jesus Christ is the one that will give them the rest for their souls. Praise our God. That's what God will do for us. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. We don't want to blaspheme God in any way, in any unrighteous living, but we want to live holy to Almighty God. There's enough blasphemy going on in our world right now. And our holy and righteous lives are the backbone of the gospel that we preach. Our holy living silences the opposition of mankind. Because when mankind sees a holy life, they know that it's been transformed by Almighty God. The Apostle Paul understood that. You see, in the middle of a pagan society that did all it could to persecute Christians and discredit the Christian faith, Paul wrote these words to Titus. Turn with me to Titus, the second chapter, and look at what Paul says there. I'm going to start with verse 1. He said to Titus these words. He says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Saints of God, we got to know the word of God in order to be able to speak sound doctrine. And I know that you'll say, well, Sister Renee, he was giving directions to Titus, who was a minister in the Lord. But each one of us are witnesses to Almighty God. Each one of us are ministers in our own sight. Why are we ministers? We're ministering the word of God to a lost soul. We're telling them about Jesus Christ. He went on to say that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. He went on to say the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. My, saints of God. He said, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. We're living in a time right now. You can't tell when a woman says she's a woman of God, that she's truly a woman of God. Many of them, their dress is so out of tune with what the word of God says that you wouldn't even know it. And then they will say, well, I'm a child of God. How can you be a child of God when you're exposing everything to the world? That's not how God wants us in modest apparel. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for the older sisters.
Amen.
Who taught us how to dress. Who taught us how to live. Who taught us how to be women of God. You may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, this is a touchy to all, but it's the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, the word of God is good. What for profit? It's profitable. What? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is about being instructed in righteousness.
Amen.
That the man of God may be thoroughly perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise our God. Also for the brethren. God, the world needs to know that you're a brethren too. Brother, not allowed to be walking around with their pants so tight and hanging down. Saw a man yesterday. He was bending over. All his bottom part was hanging out. Oh, there's no shame in our world today. No shame whatsoever. Just look around, saints of God. He went on to say to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. God wants our young men to be sober-minded. Be serious. Pull your pants up. Don't be walking around with them hanging down. He said, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity. Oh, he said, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. Oh, when you have sound speech. And that sound speech is speaking the truth of God's word, and it cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be shamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Oh, then he went on to say, not purloining, but showing. Not taken away from the things of Almighty God. Not taken away from the things that make the gospel attractive. He said, but showing in all good fidelity, meaning in all faithfulness, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Every day of our lives, whether you're sitting up in a truck or whether you are sweeping the floors in a schoolroom, we are to adorn the doctrine of Almighty God. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live what? Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Oh, it's not that you have to wait till the world to come that we're going to be living like that. God wants it right now. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you looking for the advent of Jesus, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto him a peculiar people, zealous of good work? These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Oh, we got to preach the word, saints. Whether we have empty pews or not, we just got to preach the word. Amen?
Amen.
You see, when the world sees people who are holy, when the world sees people who are righteous, when the world sees people who are peaceful, joyful, and filled with the fruit of the Spirit, they'll see the evidence of Almighty God's transforming power in our life, that God took us from a life of a rank sinner, and now we can sing in the choir. We can sing praises to Almighty God. We can sing, what a mighty God we serve. We can say, I'm fully saved today. Praise God. Oh, there was a time we couldn't sing it, but now we can sing each and every one of those words, that I am fully saved today, and I'm in the straight and narrow. Can you sing that this afternoon? If you can, then give God the glory. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, those who profess to be Christians and they're living unholy lives, they lead unbelievers to slander God. Those who are holy, that who are holy led them to glorify God. They slander the very things of Almighty God. When you say, I'm a child of God, and you're living an unholy life, you're slandering the name of God. You're bringing a reproach upon God. Saints of God, the enemy of our soul, he is out to keep us from being all that you and I can be to the glory and honor of God. Let us do all that we can to make sure that we are obeying God's eternal word,
amen,
that we're following Almighty God. I received so much from Wednesday night's Bible study. This past Wednesday, I truly thank God. Thank God for you, Brother Byron, for going over to Sunday school lesson. Praise our God. You see, none of us want to be guilty of offering strange fire to the Lord. I'm reminded of the words that our Sunday school lesson commentary said under the title of Warning of Danger. I read that over again. And it said that this lesson ought to cause us to consider with most serious concern our position before God. The saints of God, on Wednesday night, I sat there and I said, oh, Lord, help me to be all that you've called me out to be. Oh, I haven't done anything wrong. I was just making sure I'm examining, checking, Sister Renee. Because after such a powerful lesson and reading and then the breaking down, the commentaries that were given out on Wednesday night by various ones, oh, and listen to, I want to be all that God has called me out to be. I don't want to be just making it in. But I want to know that he will welcome me there. Praise God. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in that city so fair and ever there with him. How about you? Amen. Praise God. You see, there is great danger, it said, in carelessness or light regard toward the grace of God. And then it went on to say in caps, beware, that there is a point in sin beyond which is it impossible to repent. My, my, my. What a serious warning for all of us to take heed of. You see, this great plan of salvation is nothing for us to play around with. If we say we are saved, then let us live lives that represent a true child of God. The other night, I reached out to my younger brother, my baby brother, my brother Myron, just to do a wellness check to see how he was doing. And him and I, you know, he reminds me of my dad. We can get into all kinds of conversation, but we always, always get into talking about the Bible. And he was sharing with me, saints, that he was in the cafeteria eating his lunch at work. And there's a young man that holds Bible study. And he said he doesn't attend it. He said, but he can hear it because he's there eating his lunch, and it's right there in the cafeteria. He said, and I normally, he says, sis, I don't say anything. He said, he says so much stuff that's erroneous, so much stuff that's wrong, that's not according to the scripture. He said, but sis, this one day, he said to them, he said, you know, Jesus was just like we are. He came here and he had a sexual relationship with Mary Magdalene. And Brother Myron said, oh, that reached a boiling point with him. He said, I had heard about enough. He said, and I got up and I said to him, show me where that is in the Bible.
Amen.
He said, right there in front of everyone. He said, because he's sitting there and these people are taking all this in. See, what's happening right now, people are trying to lower Jesus Christ. They're trying to put him down, to low him down to where mankind is. But my Bible tells me in Hebrews, the second chapter, in verse 9, but we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. He didn't bring him down to mankind's level. He said, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should take death for every man. He was just made a little lower than the angels. He wasn't down dirty. He didn't come here and have any kind of relationship with Mary Magdalene.
Amen.
And Brother Myron said he went on to tell him he came here to seek and to save that which was lost. He came on a mission for Almighty God. You see, saints of God, people are running toward those things. They're listening to false doctrine, false teachers. People are claiming they've been called, and they do not have the true word of God.
Amen.
But yet and still, places where these are going are packed full of people. And right now, the devil is playing around with the minds of people, of individuals, so much so. He has them thinking that sins of omission are not serious because the Lord, before the Lord God Almighty. But yes, they are. You see, sins of omission and commission are both ways of disobeying Almighty God. A sin of commission is a willful act of doing something that is wrong and going against the will of God. Whether it's intentional or unintentional, the Bible says these words in Hebrews the 10th chapter, verse 26. He says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. People are willfully sinning. Well, I just wanted to do it. I knew it was wrong, but I'm going to sin. You know, the Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he didn't say the righteous man fall into sin.
No, that's right.
Oh, people are living close to the edge because they think it's all right. And then a sin of omission is not doing something that is right or required. Brother James, in James, the 4th chapter, verse 17, said, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I was reading the other day a commentary, and it was using Romans, the 8th chapter. And saints of God, we know it quite well, where the word of God says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It goes on to say, shall tribulation or distress, I'm reading in verse 35 of Romans 8. He said, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sore, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. And the commentator went on to say, he was using this scripture here, and he said, see, even if you, after you have been saved, and we all sin, your sins are covered, because there, Jesus is saying that nothing will separate you from him. That's not what the word is saying. Because we're told in Isaiah, our sins have separated between us and God and have hid his face from us, and he won't hear us. And if we die in our sins, Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. See, this is the erroneous teaching that's going on in our world today, saints. Let us be careful. Let us be careful to know the truth of God's eternal word. You see, in our day, God offered up his son, Jesus Christ, for the remission of our sins. Romans 8, verse 32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Sin is plaguing our society today. People are totally rejecting God's word. It saddens me to say that the 21st century has entered frighteningly dark waters. Look at the headline, Saints of God. The threat of global and domestic terrorism is alarming. The chaos of unthinkable criminal activity that's going on. The defilement of pornography. The confusion of gender roles. People in our society are so confused right now. I said to Brother Tony even on yesterday, people are taking their children down to these parades. And letting our children, well, we've got that love is inclusive and love is all of these things. The love of God, the shed abroad, saints of God. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the very thing that we're seeing right now that has invaded our country on every hand. Our children, there's books now on the market. I've got two daddies and two mommies. Not so. That's the time in which we are living. Confusion. People are lost. People don't understand the things of God. Why? Because the devil has confused their mind. And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why? Is God allowed? The Bible tells us that God is not the author of confusion. Praise our God. But the devil is. He's got folks confused about everything that is not of God. He said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. You're going somewhere who's teaching that it's okay to live like that. You are outside of the will of God. You may say, well, Sister Renee, it's not a popular thing to teach. I'm not a popular preacher of God's word. But I'm a teacher according to the anointing of the Spirit of Almighty God. I've got to teach what thus saith the Lord. I've got to share the word of God with mankind. I've got to do as Paul said in the word of God in Acts, that 20th chapter, where Paul says these words. Turn with me there for a moment. If you have your Bibles, I trust you're staying with me. Trust the Lord. I know it's getting a little long, but hold on. Hang in there. God just has a little bit more for us. Thanks of God. Look at what Paul said in Acts, that 20th chapter. He said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. We've got to declare all the counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation. Then Paul went on and said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. If you believe God has made me overseer, then we've got to take heed to the flock that God has given me. He said to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Are we seeing that happening right now? People are wanting to leave. People are going, well, I want to go somewhere where there's a crowd. I thank God. Brother Levester on this past Tuesday said we ought not to expect a crowd to come. Why? Because in the day and time in which we live right now, technology, people want to sit at home in the comfort of their own home and not come to church, but they don't want to sit in the comfort of their home when they're going to the soccer field or going to the baseball diamond or going to the football field. They want to only do it on God. And then they want to say, well, I want God to bless me. Well, my God said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of such is. The more you see the day approaching. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, saints of God, in the multitude of counsel, just safety. The saints of God are here. We're here for one another. We're here to share the word of God. We're here to know what thus saith the Lord. I know a brother said to me, He said, well, it seems like you're begging folks to come to church. No, I'm not begging anyone to come to God. I'm not begging anyone to come to Almighty God. But I say to you, as Apostle Paul said in the Word of God, Apostle Paul said in the scriptures there, turn with me. I believe it's in 1 Corinthians. When Paul was speaking there, praise our God. Because Paul let us know he knew the terror of the Lord. He knew what was coming down the pipe. And Paul was letting him know that. And we ought to know it, saints of God, that we can tell others about Jesus Christ. We can tell others what they need to know so that they'll know they need to come to hear the word of God. We've got so many folks that are saying to us, will you pray for me? Oh, will you lift up my name to Almighty God? Will you pray for my family? And then when you ask them to come to church, they make every excuse. Well, we can't go here. We can't do this. We can't go. But then they're everywhere, up and down, around town, all around it. But they can't come to the house of God. But then they want you up half the night praying for them, lifting up to Almighty God. And praying for their family and praying that God will bless. And then every now and then say, well, I'm trying to come to God. But look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11. I'm going to start with verse 10. You see, I'm not begging anyone to come. Amen. But I'm trying to persuade you to come to Almighty God. He says there in verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he has done, whether it be good or bad. And look at what Paul says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. That's why I persuade you. We persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. It's not about begging folks. It's about persuading them to come, to hear the word of God, persuading them to know that time is winding up. Turn with me to Romans, the 13th chapter, saints. See, our time right now, in the world in which we are living, many in the religious world are trying to redefine the terms of righteousness and sin. They're ignoring God's definition of it, which has caused us as a nation to be so far removed from God's standards that we can no longer see our way back. But God has told us the only way that we're going to get back, and it's the only way that we're going to be able to come back to Almighty God, is to do what God has said for us to do in the Word of God. And he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. You're going to have to seek God and ask God, Lord, where did I get off? Where am I off on the wrong track? How am I not on the straight and narrow way? He said, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. See, God is not going to sweep these things up underneath the carpet, amen, so to speak. But you got to turn from your wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God's not going to do it until we do those things. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. As a nation, we need to repent. Right now, we've been reduced. We have reduced morality to political discussions. Whether you should have this or you, whether it's a women's right to have this and a women's right to do that. There's no women's right in God. Amen. It's God's word. Praise our God. Religious world, Jesus said, is lukewarm. But look at what Romans, the 13th chapter, says. We've got to wake up, saints. We will continue to see our nation spiraling out of control. He says there in verse 11 of Romans 13, he said, in that knowing the time that now is high time that we awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation, what? Nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Get on the spiritual armor that God has for us. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Oh, my, my. But look what he tells us to do. He said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. There's only one answer for America, and that is to turn to God, to repent, become a righteous people. And only if we do that, there's hope for America. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. America and all these other countries' greatness depends on the adherence to God's righteous standards that is found in the Bible. There is no middle ground. As Brother Maurice shared with us on Wednesday night, no cutting corners, no taking shortcuts, no skimping or skipping steps in this plan of salvation that God has given us. See, the world will tell you, oh, you can do some workarounds. I remember when I was in the work and we have our computer and our computers were acting up and they couldn't figure out what it is. This is a workaround you do. There's no workaround in salvation. You're going to come to Jesus, as he said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see, the first priority of mankind's life is to seek out Jesus Christ. And if people are serious about wanting Jesus Christ in their life, they will actively pursue going after him. You won't have to beg someone to serve Jesus. You won't have to beg someone to come to God. God has promised in the word of God in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. See, God hadn't moved. God's in the same place. But he said, when you search for me, when you hunt for me, when you pursue after me, when you quest after me, when you are seeking out for me, you're going to find me. Praise our God. But you got to do it with all your heart. And we not only just seek God, but we must seek him first, first and foremost. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom, putting our Heavenly Father first in our lives. Sister talked about this downstairs continuously. Every day of our life, we ought to seek first the kingdom of God. Jesus doesn't want a place in our lives, but he wants a preeminence in our lives, saints. First place, everything. He wants the first moments of our every day. Jesus wants the first day of every week. He wants the first part of our paycheck. He don't want the leftovers. He wants to be first. Oh, praise our God. He wants to be the king on our throne, the throne of our hearts and on our minds. Every day for Jesus. Singing the praises of Almighty God. Every part, every parcel of our lives, every minute, every moment of our time, that's what Jesus wants. Every ounce and pound of our strength, all be to the glory and honor of God. Let me give you a couple of scriptures here, saints of God, real quickly. We can close out. I know this is Father's Day, and many have probably plans for Father, but I want the word of God to take full reign. Amen. He says in Psalm 5, verse 3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer. Are you directing all your prayers to God in the morning? We're told in the 143rd division of Psalms, in verse 8, these words. It says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. God didn't say in the evening. I mean, although we study in the evening, but he said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. When we wake up in the morning, we ought to hear the loving kindness of Almighty God. When we hear the birds out there chirping in the trees and nature waking up and all the various things, we can praise Almighty God for that. He said, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Praise God. Everything that we do, now that we save saints of God, have got to be to the glory in honor of Almighty God. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. As we serve God, serve others to the glory of God, we've got to win souls, saints of God. We've got to win souls in the way that God would have for us to win those souls. We've got to continue to live a righteous and holy life in this present world. We've got to do what God has said in the word of God. We've got to lift up our voices to Almighty God. We've got to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, daily praising Almighty God, daily giving to God be the glory. I know, saints of God, I thank God for, I've said it before, and I thank God for the saints who are praying on Tuesday. Thank God for the saints who pray every day. Let me say it that way, because the prayers are needed for our congregation to stay strong in these last days, not to get weary in well-doing. And I shared with you this poem. As we come to a close, I want to read it to you again. And it was based off of Galatians, the sixth chapter, when it said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It said, some of you are praying for lost people, and you don't see a lot happening in their lives. They seem no closer than they were when you started praying for them. Others may seem like they are worse than they were. It can be very discouraging to continue to pray for your lost loved ones when you do not see them coming to the Lord. In truth, you don't know what God is doing. You don't know how the events of life are affecting them. You can't see what the Lord is doing in their lives. They might be closer to that moment of repentance and faith than we think they are. Keep praying for them. Redouble your efforts. Don't stop lifting up their names until they get right with the Lord. The Lord is using the events of life, the secret work of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, your witness, the witness of other believers, and a thousand other things to reveal to them their sin and their need of a Savior. Keep praying. Keep believing. You never know when the power of God will break through their death and darkness, and he will bring them out into his life and life. And I thank God because I remember Brother Maurice said one Tuesday, he had shared with his mother in Alabama and what we were doing. And she said, keep calling out their names. Keep calling out their names. Don't stop. Keep calling out their names. You see, saints of God, when we serve others, we're giving of our best to the Master. We oftentimes sing that song. So as our scripture text said, what does the Lord require of thee? And the answer is to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Serving others. Serving others for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. That just lets us know that if it's going to be for the glory of God, there are many people who are doing many things, works that they think are glorifying God, but their life is not glorifying God. So God gets no pleasure out of that. God, there are people who are preaching that God didn't send. There are people who are going over to foreign countries and trying to convert people to false religions. The various things that, and it's not to the glory, it's not to glorify God. In many cases, they're just trying to glorify themselves. But we know, something that I think of, and I think of Sister Maria. And she was flight attendant. You know, they have to give the talk before the plane takes off and what to do if the oxygen mask drops down. It said if you're traveling with people who can't handle the mask or small children, that first put the mask on them. No, I'm sorry. No, first you put the mask on yourself. Then you help them. First put the mask on yourself to make sure that you don't pass out while you're trying to help someone else. How can you help someone else to breathe if you can't breathe yourself?
Amen.
So how can you help someone else to the Lord if you're not with the Lord yourself? And so that's serving others for the glory of God. We have to be living to the glory of God before we can serve others in the name of the Lord. Amen. Because there have been many that were told in this, Matthew chapter 7, when there'll be others who in that day will claim that they've done so much for the Lord. In Matthew chapter 7, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. So if you're serving others to the glory of God, it will be borne out by the fruits. It said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In other words, they're saying that they're serving God. And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Let us make sure, as Pastor said, let us make our calling sure, so that the works that we do will truly be for the Lord. We don't want the Lord to reject us and say, I never knew you. Amen. And as she said, that God's plan of salvation, there's no workaround. Mankind may try to come up with something that they think is more expedient, something that's better. That some of these translations, different translations of the Bible, you know, or man is, well, you know, they say, oh, King James is too hard to understand. This is better. This is more in the language of today. No, we have to measure to God's word, because in those translations, they're making changes in the meaning of God's word. It's not being rightly divided. There's no workaround. And I think of even with computer software that comes out sometimes, and there's something that doesn't work right. And they'll find a patch. They'll say, okay, now no, go ahead and install this patch, and that'll fix it up so it'll work like it's supposed to. God's plan of salvation has always been perfect from the beginning. God's plan of salvation doesn't need a patch.
Amen.
It doesn't need anything so that it's easier for man. No, we've got to come to the measure of the stature of Christ Jesus. And we can serve God first by being sure that we're right. And then we can serve others and know that what they're seeing is a life that's being lived in the truth. I thank God for this message today and for the completion of this study of serving God, serving others to the glory of God. Amen. So let us be sure that, first of all, that our life, the life that we live, glorifies God. And then we can bring forth fruit meat for the master's use.
Amen.
Thank God for the message. Shall we stand and turn in our evening light to number 490A. 490A. Jesus, I come.
God. Amen. 490A. Out
of my bondage, sorrow and night.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night.
Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come, into thy bloom, freedom, gladness, and light. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my sickness, into thy health, out of my want, and into thy well, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my shameful failure and loss. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into the glorious gate of thy cross. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of her sorrow into thy bosom, out of life's storms and into thy calm. Out of distress to jubilant bosom, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of unrest and arrogant pride, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into thy blessed will to abide. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of myself to dwell in thy love, out of despair into raptures above. Upward for aeon we like a dove. Jesus, I come to thee.
You see, we have to come in order to, the Spirit of God will speak to our heart. The love of God will draw us, but we have to come. It takes an active coming on the part of the seeker for salvation. Mm-hmm. To know what they're coming out of. Because the word of God was preached to recognize that one is a sinner and needs to be saved. To recognize that they cannot please God in their sin.
Amen.
They have to come to a knowledge, that knowledge of the truth. Because that first verse says, out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come. Realizing, the sinner must realize that they're in darkness. They're in bondage, they're in sin, they're in sorrow, and they're serving the devil. That has to be recognized. And then say, Jesus, I come. Lord, I'm coming out of that. And if one knows that they're coming out of it, they know that they're not going to come to an altar and bow and ask for forgiveness of sin, only to turn around, do an about face, and go right back into it. We cannot serve God and the devil at the same time.
Amen.
Because coming out of sorrow and night and darkness, it's not only coming out of that, but coming into something. God has something better for us to come into. Into thy freedom, gladness, and light. Jesus, I come. Those are just the opposites of what one has come out of. Out of my shameful failure and loss, realizing that in God, there's just shame and failure, and outside of God, I'm sorry, there's just shame and failure and loss outside of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So when we come to Jesus, we're leaving those things for something that's so much better. Praise our God.
Amen.
Coming out of unrest and arrogant pride, because those things are foreign to God. But coming into his blessed will to abide, to remain, to stay, having a made-up mind to serve God to the exclusion of all else, having left all the world to follow Jesus. That third verse is out of myself to dwell in thy love. Many times people have to get victory over self. It's not only victory over sin, but then victory over self to dwell in thy love. Out of despair into raptures above. Getting over sin and self and the world, crucifying self to live for God. When we come to Jesus that way, he will receive us. He knows the heart. There are people who say, well, you know, God knows my heart. Yes, he actually does. He actually does. Many times they say that as an excuse to not do right.
Yes.
But because he does know the heart, that means there's no hiding place for that heart.
Amen.
When we come to the Lord, we must come the right way,
Amen.
Come God's way.
Amen.
There is no other way.
Yeah.
There's no other way but through Jesus.
Amen.
Is there one? Is there one who will come? We're glad to see our young people here today. We've been praying for you. Just want you to know that I've been praying earnestly for you, that you would be here, that you would come and hear the word of God.
Amen.
And we know, those of us, some of us who teach you, we have a pretty good idea of how much you can understand.
Amen.
And we know that you understand a lot.
Amen.
We know that you understand enough to come to Jesus. To be saved, because you know what the penalty is.
Mm-hmm.
We've asked you many times coming up what will happen to one who dies in their sins, and we know that you are able to answer that question.
Right. Amen.
I want you to think seriously about your soul. You see, when the ages, when the birthdays start coming and you get older and older and in teens and so on, you're responsible for the deeds that you do. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think seriously about what has been preached, even about the words of this song. Because we know the Lord is ready to save you, but you've got to come. Is there anyone with a need? Before we sing that last verse, is there anyone with a special need? Or if one will just raise their hand, say, pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. We'll sing that last verse.
Out of the fear and dread of the Jews, Jesus I come, Jesus I come, into the joy and light of thy home. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the depth of ruin untold, into the peace of thy sheltering fold. Ever thy glorious face to behold. Jesus, I come to thee.
Thank God. Thank God. I'm glad. Glad that the Lord bade me to come one day.
Amen.
I'm so glad. Amen.
Praise
our God. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his precious, precious word. We saw the upraised hand. We know that God is able to save to the uttermost. We know he's able to keep us. We just have to take a stand on his word. We will look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for the message, for the messenger this day. We'll remember all the upraised hands. Our dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word. We thank you, dear God, that, Lord, how your spirit, Lord, just poured it out, dear God, week after week, dear God, Lord, in portions, dear God, that we could take in, and portions that we could digest, Lord, in portions, Lord, that we could study on, dear God, and meditate on, dear Father, and, Lord, pray about, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, that you send us, Lord, your word, that we might be settled and established in thee, dear Father. And, Lord, anything, dear God, that we don't know, Lord, you know, Lord, the things in our heart, Lord, and those, you know, those things that we don't understand. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for sending, Lord, your servant, Pastor Jenkins, dear God, to rightly divide your word, dear God, to let us, to explain it to us, Lord, so that we need not ever make an error, dear God. We don't have to make a mistake, dear God. We don't have to misunderstand, Lord, because we know, Lord, that your spirit, dear God, is our teacher, and Lord, and will reveal, Lord, the things to us that we need to know. And so we thank you, dear God, for your precious word this day. Lord, you saw, dear God, the upraised hands, dear Father. Lord, you see and know, Lord, the desires of hearts, Lord, who want to make sure, dear God, that they're living right in thee. Want to make sure, dear God, that they're obeying all of your word, dear Father. Lord, that they're walking, Lord, in the light as you have shined it on their pathway. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would undergird each hand that was raised, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord. Show us, Lord, what we must do, Lord, to be a prepared people, dear God, to be prepared, Lord, to dwell in your kingdom when done with this world. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember and speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, Lord, that they would surrender, dear God, to thee. Lord, we know, dear God, that there's no such thing, dear God, as sin in heaven. Lord, there's no such thing as sin around your throne, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those, dear Father, who have been deceived, dear God, who think that somehow, Lord, they're going to be able to make it in, Lord, yet with sin in their lives. Those who are going around teaching sin you must and sin you can't help it, Lord, which we know is a lie from the pit. Those who say, well, everyone sinned, Lord, we know that's also a lie from the pit, because we know that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, dear Father. Lord, we know that Jesus did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And we know, Lord, that he is the first fruits of those who believe. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be like your son, Jesus. We know, Lord, that we have to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ in this life. We know, as Pastor prayed, or Pastor preached to us, dear God, and as we often pray, Lord, that, Lord, you would help us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear God, and help us, Lord, to be examples of believers, dear God. Lord, that others may be won to thee by our holy conversation and godliness. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to share it with someone else. Help us, Lord, to live so that our life will tell the gospel story to some soul, Lord, who is lost and undone without thee. And truly, Lord, we praise you now. We'll praise you forevermore. This we ask in the name of your dear son and for our sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Bless
the Lord.
Your name. Amen.
Praise our God.
Bless the Lord, amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank the Lord.
Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God.
Such a blessing.
Amen. Truly, we are privileged to hear the truth of God's word. That's an abundant blessing to come, knowing that we will hear from heaven, that we will hear the true word of God that God has given to his faithful servant. We don't ever want to take that for granted.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Amen.
My portion this morning.
Amen. Sister Carol says she got her portion this morning. Amen. Bless the Lord. Sunday, June 18th, 2023. Happy Father's Day, fathers. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for the way that he ordained families. thank God for how he teaches in his word what fathers must do and what fathers must be, about godly fathers. Amen. We thank God for all of our fathers. The scripture of meditation is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. No choir rehearsal today. Food pantry service will be next Saturday, June 24th, 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. here at the church. Remember those in need, and remember Brother Byron Johnson bringing the word of God. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Lawrencine Johnson, June 21st. And happy anniversary blessings this week to Brother and Mrs. Byron Johnson, June 18th, and Brother and Sister Maurice Blake, June 21st. Our thought for today, everything has gone up in price except salvation. It is still a free gift, paid in full by Jesus. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his goodness. At this time, because it is Father's Day, Sister Millicent McElroy will come before us. She has something for our fathers. So the bulletin, make that correction in your bulletin. All right. 19. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bobby.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers. God has truly blessed us with beautiful fathers. I see those that are saints of God, and truly thank the Lord for that. As the children are coming forth,
young people,
we may not need that many of them. Yeah, this might be enough.
This might be enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
It takes quite a dad to give to his children the time and attention you give to teach them and guide them by making your whole life the loving example you live. It takes quite a dad to deserve the respect and the true admiration you earn by being a wise man, a friend, a support to whom his children can turn. It takes quite a dad to be all you are and to do everything that you do. It takes a lot of pride and much love and affection to say that there's no one like you. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Amen.
Amen. We just truly thank the Lord for our dads. wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Amen. You'll raise your hand as the children, as I call out your name for the children. Brother Tony Jenkins. Brother Maurice Blake. Michael Dalton's not here. Brother PJ just left. Joby McElroy. I have one for Mr. Alonzo Webb. Sister Webb's not here. Brother Joseph. If you raise your hand so that the... Brother DeAndre Felton. Brother Lavester Jackson. London, London is for his dad. For your dad. Brother Byron Johnson. Brother Reggie Jackson.
Brother Robert, that's not here. That one's not here.
All right. Okay. I believe that's all. Does everyone have one that should have one? All right. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for, as Sister Millicent said, thank God for our fathers. Amen. Amen. Especially for godly fathers who give guidance and point their children to Christ. It's wonderful. Amen. God ordained the family just that way. Thank God. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves, or are there any announcements, any other announcements? Shall we stand? Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Brother Tony, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord.
All right.